Good evening and welcome to this episode of Effingham Talks. We are broadcasting from our home, the beautiful Stillwell Pines event venue located just outside of Springfield. If you are looking for a venue, you can find them on the web at www.stillwellpines.com, on Facebook at Stillwell Pines Event Venue, or give them a call at 912-665-2631 for a personal tour of the facility. We would also like to thank Stitches and Sawdust and Metal Clad Industries for their support. Today on the episode of Women in Business, we have Mary Rouse, owner of Effin' Yoga Studio and the Rinkin Boutique, Nicole Rodewalt, owner of Nikki B's Salon and Boutique, and Heather Wright, owner of Wright's Market. Alice was supposed to be with us today. She woke up feeling a little under the weather. Alice, if you are listening, we hope you get well soon. Thank y'all for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mary, we're going to start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you started Effin' Yoga and the Rinkin Boutique?
Sure. So my name is Mary, and I moved to Georgia a little over 15 years ago and originally started teaching in a bar studio and loved it, and opened a small studio in Savannah. So then when I moved to Effingham, I realized that really there were only a few gyms here. And I did teach bar and yoga there for a while, but the community atmosphere was not the same as the studio atmospheres I had experienced in Savannah and where I'm from in Alabama. So I kind of wanted to create that for Effingham. So that's how Effin' Yoga started. And the way that I started my boutique is, it's actually a spray tan boutique. We kind of played on the word beauty there.
Yeah.
When COVID hit and I had to shut the studio down with in-person classes, I had no idea what the future of being in the fitness world was going to be. And I had always been friends with the girl that founded Beat Tan, which is the brand that I use. And I started running her social media and then said, hey, I want to bring spray tans to Effingham. So that's kind of how the boutique actually got started. I started originally spraying in the studio, but needed space to expand and opened a separate business to encompass that.
Cool. So what are some of the difficulties that you run into starting your own business?
Well, there's a thousand. We were just joking about them outside. Everything from, you know, for one thing, like there's different water companies. I had to figure out where to get my water for the studio, but it's in the county, and Rinkin is my other business, so that was another water. I mean, silly little things like that. But for me, the real things were that I'm not from Effingham, so I had to really take my time getting to know people, figuring out what I wanted to offer, but also what people needed in the area that made sense.
So let's talk about yoga a little bit. How can yoga help an individual physically and mentally?
So I always tell people that yoga is a spectrum. You have everything from sitting and resting and meditating all the way up to a hot, heated room where you're just physically really trying to exhaust yourself, and you have everything in between. We try to offer a little bit of everything. And so when you find what works best for you, you're gonna either get more of a mental experience, more of a physical experience. Some people find both. It's great when you can kind of marry the two. But for one, you know, lowering stress helps with inflammation. I'm very passionate about us needing to keep moving as we get older. We live very sedentary lives, whether we work a lot or we just don't choose to move often. And it also, you know, gives people that time during every single day where they feel like they can kind of step away from the world and not be mom or business owner or husband, work, co-worker, all of those things. And it's important. It helps you kind of keep your identity.
So can anybody do yoga?
Absolutely. We have children. I take my 7-year-old to classes.
Yeah.
But we actually have people up into their, I'd say, mid-70s that can move better than some of the people in their 30s, and it's because they come every single day. It's about that consistency. People always ask, or they say things like, I'm not flexible or I'm not good at that. It's not about being good at something. It's about getting better with repetition. You know, your body on a cellular level starts to actually recognize patterns, which then connects to your brain. And when you create those patterns regularly, it helps us prolong how well we're doing now, or not prolong, but helps us delay things like Alzheimer's, dementia, but also getting brittle in our bones. Like, we need to keep moving so that things don't get tightened up, and so we don't forget how it feels to walk stairs, open car doors, lift things. I mean, we have to do those things every day, and yoga helps our body remember what movement feels like.
Well, speaking of the aging, how does FN Yoga make yoga and fitness accessible as we age?
We actually added classes this year called Aging Without Limits. I don't like the word senior. I think that that kind of puts a particular idea or group of people in everyone's mind. You know, there are people in their 60s that move better than people in their 20s if they've had injuries or been sick or they're coming back from pregnancy. I mean, all kinds of things that happen in life. So in our Aging Without Limits classes, we take our regular classes, whether it's yoga, bar, Pilates, we have a weights class, things like that, and we kind of just scale it back. Whoever's instructing that class gives everybody options for modifications, whether it's holding on to a bar on the wall, having a chair to sit in, having lighter props, things like that, so that they can feel that they're still getting the same movement experience, but it's meeting them where they are.
And what kind of community is FN Yoga trying to create when it comes to fitness?
Yoga means to come together, or it means to yoke, which means everyone is the same, essentially. So we have all walks of life, and I'm very passionate about that. I never want anyone to ever enter the door and feel they don't fit in, whether it's because of their age or where they came from or what they're wearing. So we work really hard to make sure that everyone feels they have a place there.
What's a typical yoga session time? You know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half hour?
Our classes are 45 minutes to an hour. It depends on the time of day. We started with 1 hour classes. Traditionally, a 90-minute class is really what a yoga practice should be, but we don't live a life that supports that anymore.
Yeah.
So we started with an hour and realized that everybody was still struggling to, you know, whether it be get home in time for dad to go to work and then get the kids to school or then get to work themselves. So we scaled back most of our classes to 45 minutes, and then our last class of the day, which is at 6:45, is the full 60.
So can you explain FN Yoga's movement to approach fitness from a mental standpoint?
Sure. I'm trying to think of how I want to put that together. So we try to explain things in a way that you're creating a mind-body connection. You know, a lot of times I think we go to the gym or we run or something and we're just trying to sweat or we're trying to feel like sore the next day. When you want to create a mental connection, you're actually understanding what's happening in your body, how you're moving, whether it's the right rotation of your arm or how your leg is turning, things like that. And that creates a deeper connection with understanding how your body's moving, and then you start to take that into your day-to-day life. Like, you know, when you go to sit in a chair, how are you actually positioning yourself when you go to pick something up so that you don't hurt your back? And you just start to mentally even be more aware on with things like how you breathe, taking deep breaths when you walk. You know, our breath regulates our nervous system, so if you start to have that mind-body connection, you have a moment in your day where you're like really anxious, I feel the more that I practice, because I'm busy and I don't get to practice as much as I'd like to these days. But when I am at my best, I will have a moment when I'm stressed or I'm anxious and I can actually notice like, okay, let's slow down and let's breathe slower, and I feel better, I feel more in control. And taking that into your workout or your practice or whatever it is, it makes it very life-changing for people.
So we understand FN Yoga makes strides to support fitness and yoga past the classroom. What are some things that you do to encourage this?
I think that everyone needs to try to take that moment when they're in class, whether it feels meditative or relaxing or encouraging, whatever it is, that once class is over, it continues. You know, that experience in the studio doesn't have to only exist for that 45 to 60 minutes. You can stay calm in your day. You can stay feeling good about yourself once you leave. And making mindful choices, too. Obviously, a lot of people will come to us for vanity reasons, like thinking, you know, I want to look good. That has to go past the classroom. Like, you have to make those good choices once you leave the class. So we try to plan socials and other things that get everyone together, because, you know, when you're around like-minded people or people with similar goals, you actually want to keep those things in your life. So we've tried to plan fun outings and things like that, that once class is over, keeps people not only seeing each other, but also remembering, like, why they stay active.
Well, let's move on to the Rinkin Boutique. How does the Rinkin Boutique tie into self-care?
So I am very passionate about skincare and getting out of the sun. I was a tanning addict all through college. I danced through college and I cheered through high school, and we went to the tanning bed for fun. It was literally a social outing. Our tanning salon in my college town was actually in the back of a movie gallery. So we would all go and look at movies while we all took turns, you know, baking. And
what college town?
Troy, Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been there.
It's grown a lot, but it's a sweet place. And so we really, I have a girl also there that waxes. That's what she specializes in. So, you know, when women come in there, we have a cute little boutique and they can shop around for things that make them laugh. We sell things that have witty sayings and stuff like that. And we just want people to come in there and feel good about what they're doing to their bodies. You know, spray tans are a better option than laying in the sun or tanning beds. And then Grace promotes, like, natural skincare and her waxing. So self-care is important to us, and I think a lot of people are too busy to take time for it. So we tried to open a little spot that would remind them to take time to take care of themselves.
So do you offer any other services other than the tanning and the waxing?
We have just started adding crafting classes. We have, like, a really pretty space in the back, and I sewed professionally for a long time, and I miss that part of my life, so I've started adding some things like that, but, like, teaching, like, handwork classes and things like that. But we actually have a woman who's offering custom cookie painting classes now, and just some fun little activities, because people like to get together.
Yeah, I saw your cross-stitching the other day. I thought
fun.
That was pretty cool.
Thanks.
So what are some of the parties and unique experiences the Rinkin Boutique offers for women that are different from, say, your typical movie night?
So we have, like, the cross-stitch class, like you just mentioned, but we've opened that space up so that people can rent it for get-togethers. Like, my friend did a book club yesterday, which was really fun, and we let everybody, like, make a bookmark so they take it home, like, fun little things like that. But we also have put in a custom hat press, and, like, we call it our press room, but they can press, like, a custom hat. We have tote bags and things like that, so people can actually connect with us or communicate with us before they get there, or schedule a party, and we can order patches and things like that. Like, for instance, a bridal party. If all the girls were coming to get spray tans, they could also ask us to put together, like, patches that said, like, the bride or bridesmaids, and then they can make a hat and kind of take it all at once and have an actual experience instead of just coming to an appointment.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
So what is the main focus of the Rinkin Boutique?
Skincare. We want everyone to stay out of the sun. You know, we all need sun. It makes us feel good. I am a summer baby. I love the sun. But I just started realizing, you know, we're at an all-time high of melanoma in our country, and I think that we kind of have this culture of being tan and beautiful in the summer, and, you know, I love the beach, I love the lake, but we don't think about it, how it affects us long-term, so we really just try to promote everybody making good choices for their skin.
And you and I believe you're participating in this too, the boutique crawl?
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
I think it's May 10th.
Too far out. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So what are y'all going to have? Are you going to have anything for that?
We will have spray tans and waxing, of course. And then I believe we're having a Botox party that day, too, because it's the weekend of Mother's Day. So we're trying to kind of put everything together to be a take care of mom, feel good for mom kind of thing. So, yeah.
Okay. And then I saw your, I don't want to call it the wrong name, but the Derby party?
Yeah, the weekend before. I mean, I love the Kentucky Derby theme. I've never been, but maybe I'll get to wear a fun hat and flowers and go in here. So we're just going to decorate. Like, we just try to create fun reasons for people to come in. You know, so with boutiques, and I'm sure that you can attest to this as well, the boutique world is really kind of like a dying specialty because everyone can shop online these days. So the way they get people in the door is to create a community and offer experiences. You cannot just be a place that people can come buy things. You need to be able to offer them a reason to come to you. So having a fun themed shopping day, you know, we're going to serve drinks and stuff, even if it's just to get people in the door and think it's fun to stop by and say hello.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing things like that.
Okay, good, good. And we hope you have a big turnout for that.
Thank you.
So y'all out there listening, that'll be, what day is that?
The 3rd.
May 3rd.
When we're doing the Kentucky Derby type thing. But May 10th 3rd. Is the following week.
Right.
Yeah. So okay. I think we have 5 boutiques in the county.
We have Carlson & Company, and Louise, us, you.
There was one more.
And the pharmacy.
Yes. Pharmacy. Yeah. So awesome. And we did it last year, and it was the first year that we did that. It was kind of on a whim, and it was really good. I think everybody liked an excuse to visit every place because they may frequent something for a reason. People may come to us for spray tans and waxing. They may come to you for plants. They don't have a reason or even realize that we have a store in there. Like, people will schedule spray tans and come in and they'll be like, oh, I didn't know you had dresses, or I didn't know you had gifts, things like that. I'm sure you get that too when you do landscaping type stuff.
And everybody here carries different items.
We're very much all, yes. You can find a particular style or show someone, oh, I'm looking for this, and be like, that's where you need to go.
And sizes too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are you doing for the Kentucky Derby?
We're just going to decorate the space to be, listen, I love My Fair Lady, okay? It was like my favorite movie growing up, and I just think it would be so fun to have a day where we all kind of dress up like that and hang out.
I love a theme party.
Yeah.
Any theme party.
Why not? So we're going to have like mint juleps set up. I'm actually going to make them with sweet tea from a company or a brand in Savannah we just started carrying. Her name's Amy Shippey, and she actually was on national news yesterday for Lottie Bell's sweet tea. So we just started carrying that. She's in Savannah, and so we're going to use her tea to make some drinks that day. We're going to have a whole bunch of fun hats so people can come in and like take pictures in front of a pretty wall and just make it fun.
Yeah. Nice.
Just come stop by. Why not?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Well, come on.
I like the Derby. I like events that go with the Derby.
Yeah.
Can we see the pretty hat you're going to wear?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll definitely get in that picture. I'll do whatever it takes to help our business.
Yeah. Mary, thank you so much
Absolutely.
For joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I got one question for you before we move on.
Sure.
Have you got Forrest in there doing yoga yet?
No, but I do spray him every week.
Okay.
I knew it. I knew it.
And I shouldn't say I haven't. You know, Forrest and I actually met at the studio.
Uh-huh.
He was coming in there, just needed to do something different. He only came to a couple classes.
Right.
And then he trailed off for a bit, but he will come sometimes. He's much more of a gym buff. But he will tell you all the time he should be in there. We do have men, though. Mm-hmm. We have 4 or 5 regulars, and then we have a few wives that bring their husbands often. I wouldn't say that's their only means of movement, but
right.
We do have guys that come in there. So, but yes, Forrest is an avid spray tanner.
Yeah, he was saying that before we came in. Like, now I know why Forrest has such a good tan.
Every week.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
The Cole Rowalt. I just want to say before we get into who Nicole Rowalt is. I just want to say you were completely hilarious. You put something on Facebook last year, and
yes.
If there was an award that could be given out, it had to have been the funniest thing on Facebook last year. And before we get into to you and your business, I want to know the story from beginning to end of this thing. And I've tried to put myself in Daniel's shoes when you put that on Facebook, and I was like, you just have to just throw your hands up.
What?
I want to know about this moped.
Oh my moped. So. We came home one day and my dad had bought a moped.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel, it was for me, but Daniel fell in love with it. So he kind of took it over and he would ride it all around the farm. Well, one day I said, you know, that is my moped. So I took ownership back and started spray painting it.
Yeah.
And it was not sticking. So I sent him a text of a picture of it. And I said, you know, what do I need to do? And he said, please stop what you're doing. You're messing it up. Don't go any further. You cannot spray paint a moped. Well, when he told me I couldn't spray paint it, I I got online and I started looking up ways to paint a moped, and I went and found all of the materials, and by the time he got home, it was spray painted hot pink, and it had decals all over it, and it was ready for the beach. And so my friend and I had a trip planned, and I was like, oh, by the way, I need you to get this to Dufusky, which is, you know, an island.
Yeah.
There was no way but by boat, so he had to strap it to his boat to get it over there.
When I saw that picture, all I could do was completely laugh. And I'm thinking about, you know, guys going out on a boat trip, and all of a sudden there's a moped strapped
to the boat. Hot pink moped, yes. He looked really cute.
I thought you were talking about her when you did the Catch Me Outside Girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Daniel's such a good sport.
He is a
great
sport.
He's a great sport.
He likes it more than I do. He can't. Yeah, don't let him fool you. He loves all of that.
You hadn't seen that one? Mm-hmm. I thought that's what you were referring to.
Yeah,
you said she would have won an award.
Or Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was hilarious. You got to check that out.
He's a sport. It was Dr. Phil in the Catch Me Outside Girl.
Yeah.
That was our costume this year.
Oh, okay. I got to go back and look at that. I missed that. That's probably hilarious. y'all two can make some very funny skits.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
So let's dig into Nicole Rowald. Tell the people out there that don't know about you. Tell us who you are, where you're from.
So I'm from Statesboro. Daniel drugged me to Kildare, Georgia, kicking and screaming. I actually grew up in a subdivision. I had never owned a pet, and then he moved me out onto the farm, and so that was in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been here ever since. I worked in Statesboro at a salon. I actually started working in a salon at the age of 15. I swept hair and receptioned, and then when I was 18, I started apprenticing, and so I've done hair ever since. I got my license through an apprenticeship, and I worked in Statesboro for 10 years until the pandemic. And when everything shut down, most people don't realize hair salons, we were actually the first businesses to shut down because we were, you know, contact physically. So we had to shut down, and we were the last to open back up. And so about 3 months into the pandemic, I had stylists asking, okay, you know, what are we supposed to do? We haven't had our hair cut or colored, and people were doing at-home hair, you know, box coloring and cutting their own bangs. So I said, okay, Daniel, again, had to bring Daniel up and put a project on him. I had a she shed in my backyard, and I said, I need you to make this a salon so I can start doing hair out of the house, because salons weren't opening up anytime soon. So he made me a little salon in my backyard, and my clients from Statesboro started driving out there, and it just worked out. Everybody wore masks, and that was when we were all still afraid of COVID. And then everything opened back up, and all of my clients were happy to drive to Kildare because we had the farm and the animals. So they said, well, if you stay out here, we don't mind making the drive.
Yeah.
And at around that time, I started getting to know more people in Effingham, and my business in Effingham started to grow. So I kind of had a full-blown business in my backyard before I knew it, and it continued to grow. And I decided to stay out there instead of go back to work at the salon in Statesboro. And the more I grew, I told Daniel I really needed a bigger space. And it was just kind of a God thing. The house next door came available, and we were renting that to a friend of ours, and he bought a house down the road. So I said, I think I'm just going to move over there and make my own salon out here and make it a full business. So we did. We opened up that in 2020, and been rolling ever since with Nikki B's Salon.
Awesome.
So I lived in Statesboro for a good while. What salon did you work at where you were here?
So I started out at 67 Styles, and then the last couple of years before I moved out to Kildare, I worked at Powder Salon. It was next to the Daily Grind, the coffee shop downtown.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually where I met Daniel. His mom opened that coffee shop, so I worked next door to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, a little history there.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about Nikki B's and how you came up with the name Nikki B's.
So my name's obviously Nicole Rowald now, but before, my maiden name was Blaylock, and Nikki B was my childhood nickname growing up. So that's where I came up with Nikki B's, because I feel like it's very personal. When you walk in the shop, it's very much
it's catchy.
Me and my style, so I wanted it to be a personal name, which was Nikki B.
Okay. All right, so let's dig into to hairstyling, and I'm not going to act like I know what I'm talking
all
about.
Right.
That's why I got you here. You know, for the people listening out there, I mean, they probably consider you at least an expert in this type of stuff.
Of course.
So what are some of the best products for hair in general?
Well, you know, that's preference. In my opinion, I have my true blues that I stick with. I love Moroccan oil and Redken products. That's what I've used for several years, but I'm always open to branching out and trying new things. If I see something on TikTok or any of the latest products, I'm willing to try all of it. So there are several that I love. I mean, I love Color Wow. But yeah, my true blues are Moroccan oil and Redken.
Okay.
That's what I stick with.
So I have a daughter, and she has hair like I've never seen before. It's curly, and it can be straight, but then all of a sudden it'll just blow up. And so she always asks me all the time, she's like, do I have to wash my hair every night? And so my answer's always been yes, but I don't know the answer to that. That's just the dad in me to say that. So is it preferred that you have to wash your hair every day?
I'll help her out. No, okay. You do not have to wash your hair every single day. That's also a preference. I mean, everyone's different. Every hair type's different. So,
okay.
Some people I would say have to if their hair's really oily. And usually teenage girls, that's the case. So she might need to, but...
It's just when she comes out and she wakes up the next morning, it's like...
You need to get her some good products. I'll help you out.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Tell me when her birthday is, and I'll make you a gift basket.
Okay, I'll definitely be hitting you up. Because that's the one thing I can't deal with is the hair. It just comes out everywhere. Tell us about some of the hair trends that are going on now that are worth trying.
Well, I mean, everybody can't pull off all the trends. So, let's see. Bobs are really popular right now. The middle part. If you're of a certain age, if you're my age or older, you have to do the side part still. But yeah, there are lots of trends.
What about for boys? Are you doing the llama hair?
Oh my word! My 9-year-old has the llama hair, the perm.
My 15-year-old's begging me for it.
The perm on top. My son is way more bougie than my girls. He comes with like pictures, very specific. Every 2 weeks, he gets his fade, and then. He is, like, on a schedule of every, like, 2 to 3 months getting a new perm. So, yes, I'm glad you brought that one up because that's the biggest one right now.
Yeah,
the 9-year-old boys.
I was going to ask about the guys, but, you know, unfortunately, Daniel and Craig, they don't get to experience that.
Yeah.
Poor Daniel.
What do you think the best style to suit somebody is? I mean, when you start talking about hairstyle, what do you think that they should be looking in as far as the style in general to fit them?
Well, I think that's a lot easier once you establish that relationship with your client to know, like, what they're comfortable with, what they can pull off, you know, how their style and aesthetic is. You know, it's a lot easier the more you get to know them to tell what would suit them.
Because I always wondered that when I was younger and I would sit down and my hairdresser would say, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know, do something.
Just do it. Those are my favorite. I love when someone says, just do whatever.
And then they would do something. And, you know, one time, and this happened in Statesboro, I'll never forget this. This is back when highlights, at least for the guys.
Oh, boy.
And they would always do the tips.
The tips.
And so I was in a salon. And I'm not going to say what salon it was. But I was in a salon, and I asked the beautician to do that. I wanted to have tips in there. And I was in a fraternity, and we had a big thing coming up at Pi Kappa Phi. It was a swamp party. And so I wanted a little tips at the end. And so I don't know if she misunderstood me or what, but I went back there and I trusted her. I closed my eyes and she started doing her thing. Next thing I know, my hair is blonde like Bart Simpson.
Yeah, that's tips.
And I was like, oh, wow. No, my hair, not just the tips.
Oh, my.
And so, yeah, of course, I walked into the frat house and I was the joke. and so
you're
I went down.
Shady.
And then I went downtown to where you're talking about, and I forget her name now. She was from outside of Statesboro. And I went in there and I was almost in tears. I was like, I have got a big party coming there and I got a lot of people coming. And I was like, look at my hair. And she did. She went to work. And I paid a lot of money, and she did a lot of time on it, and she got my hair back to somewhat normal so that I could go to the party. So tell us how, you know, you were just talking about how you got your clients from Statesboro to come to Kildare, but how would you, if you had to give somebody some suggestions or advice, how do you build a good client base in hairdressing?
I think it's definitely building that trust. Going the extra mile for people, you know, my job goes way farther than just doing people's hair. I can, you know, say that all of my clients are very close friends of mine. It's definitely, you know, building those relationships. So you just want people to trust you. And I think, you know, just setting a positive environment, being very respectful of their time, you know, I think that's really important, because a lot of hairstylists kind of, I think, misuse people's time. So staying punctual, just being very professional, you know, when they come in, we try to just keep a very uplifting environment so they feel comfortable coming, they know that they're going to be taken care of, and just have an overall positive experience. Mm-hmm. That helps.
Right. So, in your opinion, what makes a great salon experience?
Well, you definitely want to set it apart from anywhere else they go, you know, from the moment they walk in the door. Like I said, we're just the other stylist in the salon with me. Her name's Kirsty, and I think she also just brings such a positive energy. We're always just very encouraging and supportive of one another. You know, we make sure we always check on our clients. It goes from, you know, even when they leave, if they share something with us, we try to be very intentional and follow up with them, you know, like say they're going through a hard time, and just being very mindful and loving towards them, and just be a light for when they come in. Mm-hmm.
So that time that they're in the boutique or the salon, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily a hair appointment. It's more of a social visit, and then you're just getting your hair.
Oh, yes, a social, a counseling yeah. session, all the things. Yeah, yes, that's a awesome. Hair salon.
So what you're saying, definitely. There's a lot of gossip in a hair salon.
No gossip at ours. None at all.
So what are some of the biggest hair care myths out there that we need to watch out for?
Well, I know a lot of people I always hear, because every single person that comes in comes with dirty hair. And they'll say, I hear dirty hair colors better. And I can say, I don't really know if that's necessarily true or not. I don't mind that they come in with dirty hair, because I plan to wash it regardless.
When you say dirty hair, you mean they just haven't washed it in
yes,
a while? Or
for several days. That's a thing.
Really?
Yes. Everybody comes with dirty hair to the salon.
I've always heard that. Like, even
and they all say that.
Stuff have dirty hair.
They think it, you know, for styling yeah. or for coloring, that it does better. That's a big myth.
I've never heard that.
I
can't really say one way or another if that's true or not. I don't know.
I don't know. I would be kind of uncomfortable to do anything like that.
Yeah.
If I feel someone like, you stink, you need to go home. But if that's what you do, okay. So, what do clients often do to most damage their hair, besides go and get tips?
Go and get tips. Do their own tips.
Self-perms.
Yes, self-perms, but mostly box color. And then not using good products, of course, because heat and tools, you know, everybody curls or straightens their hair. So not using something over that and protection will fry your hair.
Mm-hmm. Well, that leads me into my next question. You know, what are some of the hair treatments out there that definitely need to be done professionally? Like, you don't need to be doing them at home.
All of them.
Good answer.
Everyone.
Good answer. Or is there any at-home tips you could give?
Just use good products.
It's all about products.
Stick with a professional. Yes. Don't do it yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely don't try to cut my hair myself.
Find a good hairstylist.
Yeah. There's a lot out there. F&M has a good
We do have a lot of hairstylists and a lot yes. of hair salons.
So, what's a trick to getting like a perfect haircut? If I'm coming into your salon, what is the trick that I'm going to walk out of there with the best haircut possible?
Just trust me.
Just trust
me. Just trusting me. Yes, you'll be fine.
Because I've done that before.
Didn't do enough research. You need to find the right stylist. Okay. I know we have people who come from out of town, and it's so funny because the first thing they say is, like, I had to find a doctor and a hairstylist. Like, those are the two most important things, you know, when you move to a new area you're searching for. So
okay.
I take that with, you know, a lot of responsibility of being someone's hairstylist, is that they're putting all that trust in you. So do your research and find a good one.
Okay, good. Thank you. I'll keep that in mind. If there was one secret in hairstyling you could reveal to everybody today, what would it be?
Oh, wow. One secret. guess just go to Nikki B's salon. That would be the best hair secret, is to come to my little hidden gym out in Kildare, Georgia.
Okay.
And you'll
okay.
be fine.
Okay. So, all right, can you tell us how we get there? I mean, Kildare's, I know it's that way.
Kildare is just straight down 21.
Straight down 21?
Straight down 21.
Right before we get into Newington?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that's all the questions I have for you for today.
All right.
Is there you have any upcoming events yeah. that you would like to tell anybody about?
No, not at the salon. Not right now. I do not have anything.
But you have a great little boutique in the front.
Well, thank you. And I do have a cute little boutique. It's not an actual clothing boutique. I just kind of just have the most random, eclectic items. If you're looking for something weird or funky, you can come in there and probably find it. Or farm fresh eggs. That is my 7-year-old's side hustle. She brings her farm fresh eggs, so that's a hit in the hair salon.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's what my mama does. She got
really?
A side hustle selling eggs.
Okay.
What kind of chickens she got? You don't know?
We have a mod podge of chickens.
Oh, okay.
Just a lot of them.
Okay. Yeah, that's what my mama does. She's
yeah,
always
okay.
eggs. She likes to sell eggs and collect eggs and stuff like that. So, and I try to help her out. But I will tell you, if I get myself in a jam with my daughter and her hair, I'm definitely giving you a call.
Yes, please do.
Because I don't know what to do with that. It's almost like the Ghostbusters. I got to call somebody. Okay, but thank you so much for coming
You're
on
welcome.
The show.
Yeah,
thank you for coming on.
It's Heather Wright. I talked to you yesterday. I know Tommy's had some conversations with you before. Had a wonderful time talking to you yesterday. You just kind of enlightened me with a lot of stuff. It sounded like we had a lot of stuff in common in the background. But this today is all, you know, it's about you ladies and about you. So I want to hear your story. I want you to tell the people the stories that you were telling me yesterday.
Well, my husband was born and raised in Effingham. I'm about 17. I met him at ABAC and latched onto him, poor man, and have been together ever since. So my joke is kind of like we met right after preschool. We lived in Effingham for a while after we graduated and then moved to Savannah for 25 years and raised our family there. And I was a professional student. You were asking about degrees and all of that. I got my bachelor's degree and added teaching certification to political science, and I did an internship at Myers Middle School. And I feel like my career in education was just kind of a journey. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with the kids. I fell in love with the special needs population, but realized I didn't have the tools. So I went back, got a master's degree in learning disabilities, got a master's degree in behavioral disorders, started working with them a little bit more, realized I still didn't have enough tools, went back for school psychology, and much to my husband's chagrin, wound up with 2 doctorate degrees. And I loved working with the children, but after about 20 years, you get burned out. I feel like it is a very intense area with the needs are ever evolving. Like we were talking yesterday about just knowing resources, and they're ever changing. And with children, I feel like as adults, you know, we have the opportunity to make decisions. For kids, they don't necessarily have that. Mm-hmm. So you provide as much as you can for that, but it takes a toll. We're talking about mind and body, mm-hmm. and that's where it's important to kind of keep that together, because you do burn out. So after 20 years in the school system, I went to work with my husband at our business in Savannah, and we have a landscape design and installation company. And I just wanted bigger and more, so we decided we were going to open a garden center when we moved back to Effingham. And Allie Graham, sitting in her hair salon, I was telling her what we wanted to do, and 48 hours later she found this property in Rincon. And luckily for us, it was built by the Waldauer family, and it had been in their family since 1938.
Wow.
And as soon as we walked in the door, it, you know, over that amount of time, it looked a lot different, but you could see the core bones and you could see what he built. And we bought it, and working with Miss Marilyn Brown, and it was her daddy, and then it was Jill Clements, mm-hmm. who still lives around here. And I realized how interconnected everybody in Effingham County is that has been here that whole time. But working with them, we bought the house. It took a year to remodel it, but that's where our journey kind of began, was just the image of the house and what it stood for. And like Highway 21 wasn't even there when this house was built. Mm-hmm. And the stories behind it, and listening to those ladies, it started out as just a garden center. We knew we wanted like the pathways where it was like a park outside. But then we added the clothing, and then we added the gifts, and just listening to people with what we wanted in the county. And I will say, talking to you yesterday, it reminded me, like, you look on Facebook sometimes and there's all this negativity. And I think if you're looking from the outside in, that can be all you think Effingham is. And it's not, because all we have experienced since coming back here are these great things. Like, I don't think that Miss Rhonda was intending to come back to work or even do anything like this, but
I didn't realize the all-star crew you had over there.
Yeah, I didn't either.
It has been stellar, and it was just word of mouth. They were like, oh, this would be fun. So we have like Miss Karen Webb and Jincy Allen and Rhonda Rodewalt, and it has become this fun little collaboration. And I think
sounds
if any
like
of
it.
Them tried to quit, I'm a big girl, I would hold on to their ankles, and I don't think I would let them get out the door. It has been fun, but it's made it what it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, we started out with a vision that was so microscopic compared to what they've helped to bring to life for us. And then like B&B Services, with bringing in some of the students and Caitlin Fears and the job coaching, it's just made it so much more than I thought it could be.
Mm-hmm. So the hottest little store there in Lincoln now is Wright's Market.
Well, I won't say that. I've got great neighbors. They kind of
build. I know when I come down over that Viaduct, I see it on the side of the road. It's tell us, what kind of stuff that you got going on there that's bringing people in?
Oh, gracious. I feel like that's evolved. And y'all, like, just from its what it started out as, it was just going to be plants. And we wanted to bring in Emily McCarthy, where you could come in there and get something nice. But Emily McCarthy's more for special events,
mm-hmm.
So we also wanted a decent price point. And I have all boys, so, and a husband that's very needy at times. Nothing bad, Ike is fabulous, but when it comes to clothes and stuff, so we wanted a one-stop shop where you could come in there and just get some things and move on, and small gifts, things like that. And then as community events were happening, like Mary had reached out to us about doing this last crawl, and I feel like it unites, because every day we get new people coming in going, oh, we didn't know y'all were here,
mm-hmm.
We heard from so and so. So you'll have followers
absolutely
from her store that come in at their recommendation,
mm-hmm.
And when we were talking about sizes, boutiquing is new to me and it is ever changing, so we don't know how things fit or how things lay, so you refer them on to your neighbors and your friends. And every place has different styles and trends, so it helps to work as a collaboration.
Right, right. All this sounds very interesting, what y'all got going on there in Lincoln. What kind of stuff are y'all trying to work with the community on to do outreach to the community?
We have Effingham Artists, who,
mm-hmm.
Shout out to them. They are amazing
they
people.
They are.
She reached out to us when we first opened about doing a painting class in there. So we're going to do pottery. They're going to teach them how to paint designs on there, and then we're going to teach them about plant care. And we had a gentleman who comes from Savannah for years. He specialized in camellias. And anyone that knows anything about camellias, there are hundreds of varieties, and grafting is a whole process, and care for camellias. So they have a completely different following. Well, he retired from Savannah and moved to Slovenia.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped into the store the other day. So we're going to do a class on camellia care and planting, so you have blooms all year long, and you have dwarf sizes, and then you have full size, but just creating a garden specific to what you need and want.
So just so I understand, when you say camellia, you're talking about a lizard?
No, a camellia, a plant.
Oh, okay,
a plant.
I listened to me again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
That's the same plant, and
like,
they are completely different
varieties. You're telling me how it just kind of ever-changing. That's a pretty big change from plants to the lizard.
It is. Well, every year, you know, we have all these new diseases within the plant community that evolve. So people take on that specific plant, and they try to grow it into a hybrid,
right,
where it's disease-resistant. Or it's a smaller version, where if you're planting it under a window, it's going to stop at like 4 foot.
Uh-huh.
And they do. It's amazing. I mean, now we have patients that glow in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
But people specialize in it. And I know an inkling of what you should know, just enough to be dangerous. But we bring in people that know a lot more about it and can kind of educate the community if that's your area of interest. And we have a lot of garden clubs around here.
Mm-hmm. Plants are so healing.
They are.
It's cool to make it an experience.
They are. And there's so many different varieties. And everybody loves something different.
So what's one of your favorite plants to work with?
Oh my gosh, hydrangeas. I love a hydrangea.
Okay.
You know, you have like the floral hydrangeas that just bloom so beautiful. And they look like these great things, but they grow indoors or on a porch.
Okay.
Much better. And then in the summer, where you're going to get multiple blooms in here.
Okay.
It's just happy. I look at the blooms and they make me happy when I go out there. So I can be stressed over the whole business process, which I hate, by the way. That is the worst part of business ownership, is the behind the scenes.
The administrative piece.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's horrible. And working till 10 o'clock at night, but I go out there and I look at something blooming or like the butterflies flying around. I'm like, this is so great. And I walk inside and go, ugh, I don't want to be in here and do this.
Right. So it's just the plants is what brings you all into it.
It does.
Well, it's good that, you know, you say that because actually right now my lodge is overrunning with Easter lilies. I'm on the board of an organization for young ladies called the Rainbow Assembly. And one of their fundraisers is to sell these Easter lilies. And so Friday, I got a big shipment in. And so I called him up. I says, you know what I think I'm going to do? He said, what are you going to do? I says, I think I'm going to bring our guest an Easter lily. They're going to be there Palm Sunday. So I went to the lodge where I got here. And I hope that these will make you smile and it will make you happy.
How sweet are you? Thank you.
They're very beautiful. I will tell you this.
These are beautiful.
I will tell you that when they arrived Friday, they were not blocked. They were not bloomed. They were all green. And so...
Thank you so much.
They've been sitting in the lodge since Friday, and since Friday, they've all bloomed to that. So I went in there and picked out the best ones I could find out of the bunch.
Thank you so much.
So hopefully, you know, with this conversation, that it kind of blends in and y'all can take them home and it takes a little bit of stress out of your life. So.
Unfortunately, I'm not like Heather. Mine probably won't last very long.
Say that. You guys have like a whole village going on out there with the playground.
I'll tell you what to do. Go home and tell Daniel to build a house.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm telling you, need to build a house for your plants.
Are there any Easter lily tips you can give us?
Yeah.
Put water, as you should. I know a lot of times people will send me pictures and they're like, what's wrong with this? Either you overwater. If it starts turning brown at the tips, you're overwatering.
Right.
Going backwards, and then they droop if they're too dry. Like the top inch, when it gets dry, water it again.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what I do is I go buy them and put an ice cube on top of them. I go
fabulous.
I go
like an orchid.
Yeah, I go over there and just drop. Well, it's faster for me. I just drop ice cube in there. I mean, I got hundreds of plants. I got to do something with them real fast. So that, you know, some of the people said that the smell that they give off, it kind of, they don't like the smell, but I think it smells pretty good. Well, I guess when you compare it to a lodge, it's filled with men all the time. When you put this in there, you get a unique smell. So, yeah, I kind of like the smell. I went into the lodge, and it was kind of overwhelming when I opened the door. And so, yeah, I think they're very beautiful. And they come from Osage down on
the Tidy. Osage, they are great.
Yes, Miss Amy Cowart, she's a sweetheart.
She is a lovely woman.
Yeah, she is. She's all about these plants. She was trying to give me a whole bunch of them. I was like, all right, you got to stop. You got to take me back to Tybee with you. I can't have all these plants. So it was great having y'all on the show today.
Yes, thank y'all.
I'm very interested. I definitely want to check out this, you know.
Yoga.
Well, the yoga too, but
the derby party.
The derby party.
Coming out with all the
I'm always interested to a good derby party. I'm definitely going to get with you about my daughter's hair because it scares the death out of me. And I definitely want to come down. I haven't been down to Wright's Market yet, but I have seen it. And it sounds like you said the Waltire property, right? So one of the – our mother advisor for the Rainbow Girls is Sandy Waltire. Well, she's Sandy Gibson now, but she was Waltire before. And so I'm going to ask her today if that was – part of her property.
So Ben Waldauer built it and ironically, his wife was over the garden club in Rincon at the time. So you find all these old azaleas throughout the property that she had cultivated years ago.
It really is beautiful. We were excited when, we're in the Hamby's old building on the corner, and people used to overlook it all the time because it was an ugly stucco building. But when I expressed I wanted us to be there, they bricked it out, which was amazing. They just totally changed it. But across the street was nothing. And I mean, we'd be there and people would never know we were there. And then it was either you or Allie came in one day, I wasn't there, and they said they're going to build a nursery across the street. We were really excited. We were like, finally, something's going to kind of spruce this area up and make it sweet and not so scary. So now it's beautiful, right? So, yeah. It's been great having y'all.
Because even the last few weeks, I mean, more and more, every time I go by there, it catches your eye.
And it's he's like, I'm done with projects. Yeah. I just want a day off. I'm like, but we need this.
And that's the great thing about your own business. It's always evolving your ideas and dreams.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Okay, so one thing before we get off of here, I promised this young lady this. At the shrine this year, I took it on a project. I don't know what I got myself into yet, but I have a helper. I've taken on to create the first Miss A. Lee pageant, and I had no idea what it takes to do a pageant. People have even said, you know what you're doing? I'm like, so anyway, there's a young lady here in town. Her name is Megan Shepherd. She has decided to help me, and she's helped me a lot. And so one of the things she's got going on, the pageant's in December 13th. We got a lot of work before we get there. But she's actually the head hostess of Miss Effingham. She's putting it together. She's worked out a deal with Mars. They're going to have it at Mars. And so I told her today that, you know, since she's helping me out so much with Miss A. Lee, that I would give her a shout out today and ask you ladies if y'all could get the word out for Miss Effingham. I'd like to see that pageant grow, especially there at the Mars. I think that's a great venue for it to be at. And if y'all know anybody that's interested in a pageant, I believe it's July 9th.
I thought it was the 19th.
It might be 19th. But it's out there. It's on Facebook. And if y'all know anybody that wants to be in a pageant, I'm sure that she's and just recently she worked with Miss Pauline Shaw this week to open up a special needs category.
Yes.
When she did that and it broke out, I was like, oh my goodness. And I immediately, because we got some special needs young ladies in the rainbow, and I reached out to their parents. I was like, hey, if they want to get into this, I'll sponsor them. Go ahead and just get them signed up. And I love to see that age group or that category really take off. And I thought that was a blessing for her to work with Ms. Pauline Shaw on that. I know Ms. Pauline Shaw thought the world of her for doing that. So if y'all know anybody who wants to be in the pageant, please, look out there on Facebook for Miss Effingham. Thank y'all all for coming on the show. I hope you enjoy your plants. I hope you enjoy your gifts, your coasters, your pins. And hopefully y'all want to come back on the show and have a good rapport about us for your experience here with us.
Thank you.
Definitely. Thanks for having us. Thank y'all for coming.